Right, well, the first one's called Getting to Know You, and it's the first one in the book, and it's one of the more sentimental ones, because they range from sentimental to humorous. So, Getting to Know You. The scan and seeing the beating of your tiny little heart, knowing that it's really only just the very start, growing ever bigger as you struggle to find room, feeling kicks and hiccups as you move inside the womb, hearing your first cries just as you come into the world, beginning your life's journey, soon to be unfurled, the gripping of my finger with your tiny little hand, the feelings and emotions only parents understand.
Oh, that's lovely. Isn't that lovely? You must get such a reaction to your poetry from new mums and dads. What's the next one?
Right, well, the next one's Mums and Babies Group, because I know that certainly when I had my baby, sometimes I was going stir crazy at home, and it was good just to connect with other mums.
Mm.
So it's called Mums and Babies Group.
Okay.
My local Mums and Babies Group helps to keep me sane, with adult conversation to stimulate my brain. When I am feeling anxious, it helps me get me through to hear that all the other mums have fears and worries too. We talk about our babies and get stuff off our chest and reassure each other we can only do our best. We have a laugh and giggle about the week we've had, sharing our experience, the good things and the bad. By the time our tea is finished and we've put the world to rights, we're re-energized to face another week of sleepless nights.
And they're quite, most of the poems are quite short little poems, are they?
Yeah, they're sort of short and snappy.
Yeah.
Perfect for sleep-deprived new mums, really.
Yeah.
To know somebody else. There's
probably people that read the book that actually memorise the poems as well. And tell us about the last one you're going to do for us.
Well, the last one is called Nappy Days.
Yeah.
So I hope nobody's having their lunch quite yet. This is one of my son's favourites. When the book came out, he asked if he could take it into show and tell for school when he was five. And he chose to read out the two nappy poems, which figured, you know.
Okay.
So here we go with Nappy Days. Oh, my goodness, he's not happy. He has got a filthy nappy. He just let out such a trump. The explosion made me jump. Catapulted him off my knee. Hardly dared to look and see. It's on his back and legs as well. I can't describe the awful smell. I had better make it snappy. His feet are getting in the nappy. I'm worried about his poorly tum. Don't want to see my fussy mum. But it has given me a fright. I want to check that he's all right. Doctors said that this much poo is common. It's what babies do.